books on yoga and meditation teaches you how to get free from stress. You can use this line, it works. Money back guarantee. It's not, you know, too personal, it's not too ambiguous, too vague. If somebody wakes you up tonight at 1 a.m. and asks you, what is it that you got? You have to be able to tell him, books on yoga and meditation teaches you how to get free from stress. You have to come to the point where in your sleep you can actually say those mantras. You know, it's like when you do your shlokas. When you take your nap, or when you wake up, before you get up, just let the shlokas roll in your mind. Do you ever do that? You know, practice like that. That means you actually own them. You actually have them. They've become part of your repertoire. So, there are variables. I've heard so many different devotees use so many different lines. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's really the mood in which you communicate these things. So, many things and time is short. Pick the right fruits. When you go for fruit picking, pick the right fruits. When the fruit is not ripe, leave it on the vine. Don't yell at the tree, you know. Why are you not giving me, you know? Just leave it be. You have to be patient. To grow coconuts, it takes 10 years before the coconut tree gives you fruit. If you want to have olives, it takes 10 years. Do you have that patience? You have to put in a little time. You have to be a little patient here. Same thing with the people. So if somebody's not responsive, leave them be. Just pick the right fruits. The people who are smiling, who are responsive, who are communicated. Those who are not, they're not yet ready. Just let them wait. Their turn will come. Okay? Become an ambassador of goodwill. We're giving you here 30 years in 30 minutes. So you have to extract and extrapolate later on. Just be a messenger of positive energy. Just carry that positive mood that you've acquired through your sadhana. 80-20. 80% is your sadhana, 20% is the overflow. Which means, whatever is extra, that's what you distribute. So this is your practice, and this is your preaching, your outreach. Whatever is the overflow is what you distribute. But you got to be pretty filled up. You have to feel pretty content with your own spiritual practice. Srila Prabhupada said, I did not go to Tompkins Square Park to New York to attract the crowd. I went there to please Krishna. And because I did that, Krishna sent me so many wonderful boys and girls who helped me. So why am I doing what am I doing? This again is your homework for those who came late. 108 or the 5 top reasons why you're doing what you're doing. Because this is la raison d'être. This defines your identity. This is what gets you out of bed in the morning. If you get out of bed in the morning. You know? If you actually have a cause, if you actually believe in something, Super Soul will wake you up. Did you ever have that experience? You can just say, tomorrow I want to get up at 3 o'clock. And boom. You're awake. And you all know, it works. Why? Because you have a purpose. You have a mission. And that's what people are looking for. People look for purpose. They look for mission. So Prabhupada has given us the purpose. He has given us the mission. But we have to buy into that mission out of our own volition, out of our own heart. And make it our own. Feel a sense of ownership. I'm getting a bit emotional and carried away by some of this stuff because I remember some of the people who I grew up with, some of the people I lived with, I shared prasad with, and I saw them doing the service. Because when you see devotees who have given their lives to the mission of the spiritual master, it's very endearing. It's very inspiring. I came here to the MI not for Shastra. I came here to the MI to experience teacher-student interaction. Because I'm an educator. Plus I'm a Sankirtan devotee. So I like to watch. I like to see what's going on. I like to see teachers teach. I like to see students learn. And what's going on amongst the students? What's the interaction? That's what's really interesting. The books, I can read them somewhere else. But the interaction and what happens, that energy, that special momentum. You know, when you bring the house down, when things are really like cooking and you really consolidate things and it becomes really substantial. And I'm sure you've all had these experiences in Krishna consciousness. That's what we call the moments of truth. Those are the things that carry you through the decades. Because you will see the good and the bad and the ugly. It's part of your life here. It's part of all our lives in this world. That we have to go through these things, these stages. But that's what gives us the faith to continue and to push forward. So, books are the basis, it's the foundation. Never compromise on your sadhana, on your spiritual practice. All the potency comes from chanting Hare Krishna. Everything comes from the mantra. If you just learn how to chant Hare Krishna and pay attention and be in that flow, people will recognize and they will connect to that. If you ever have the situation that people can't hear you, they don't pay attention to you, just start chanting for a while. Just start chanting and see what it does, what happens. Sometimes in India, you just chant and people, they can relate to that, you know. You just see who relates to it and then you distribute books like that. Positive energy. At this point, I'd like to invite a couple of questions. I know we haven't covered everything, but I hope you got some idea. For me, as I mentioned earlier, there's some very heart-changing moments that I had in my own life with certain devotees, like Harinamananda, my older brother in Krishna consciousness. We were driving home from Sankirtan one evening, and he said, "Stop the van." And there was a row houses, you know, in a row. And he said, "Okay, that one there, give me a Srimad Bhagavatam set." And he went and he talked to the people, and after 10 minutes he came back, and he didn't have the books. The set was gone. So we asked him, "Did you know these people?" He said, "No, but I had a strong feeling that they needed Srimad Bhagavatam." And we were all quiet and drove home. You know, I saw if somebody really wants something, the universe changes and rearranges itself. Rohini Sudha Prabhu, who is my god uncle, he bought me my first watch, he bought our clothes, he made sure we had prasadam, he made sure we were healthy. He was like our mom, taking care of us in a selfless way. He was not the guru, he was not the guy in charge, not the guy who called the shots, the guy who got anything out of it. He did the hard job. Are you guys ready to do the hard job? Prabhupada was preaching to the four walls, you know. The introduction to Bhagavad Gita is Prabhupada talking to his voice, to his tape recorder. That's the introduction to Gita Panishad. Are you ready to give a lecture to the four walls? It's tough. Sometimes you feel, where is my audience? Where do I have impact? Where can I make some outreach? Well, you know, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Take your pick. There's plenty of people. There's plenty of places. But first I have to allow Krishna to have some impact on my life. And then I can also start having impact on other people's lives. So, getting back to the senior devotee that I met a few days ago who shared his realization, his heart with me, any devotee that you ask, and please do it, ask them, what is your most intense and happy experience in Krishna consciousness? You always hear it, Sankirtan. It's either Harinam or chanting or distributing the books, but that's the moment where they felt like I was really in the zone. It was really happening. I would like you all, I would like all of us to have that experience on a regular, on a continuous basis. It's not just something we do in December, something we do when we need some money, something we do when we don't know what to do. It's really part of our culture. It's our family business. Prabhupada said if you don't preach, everything becomes rubbish. It just becomes external. So, here, for practical sake, before we take the questions, there's a few book tables, there's a few selfless devotees who are doing the yajna. You can join up, team up with them, help them, watch them, assist them, and learn from them. And they're ready to teach you, because that's how kind they are. If you like and you're feeling a little more courageous, you can also go over to Navadvip. You know, there's the market, there is Paramatala, there is the train station, there is the boat, there's so many spots. You can also go to the Harinam party and do books, because the chanting attracts a lot of crowd, and you can do books there. Just make sure that you touch base with...
No.
No?
Why don't we make some parties now, for this weekend?
Parties now for this weekend? I think that you already connected with each other, you know? You can get...
I'm not connected, so maybe now...
You're not connected?
Now is the time to go.
So where do you get the books?
Kauranga Singha Prabhu said that the books can be got
from Sankirtan Bhavan. So you get the books from the book now, or you get the books from the book table. That's probably even easier.
But he said that there is already lots of book distributors in the temples, right? Is that so better outside in the main road?
What I suggest is that what you do is you just get your own little set of 3 or 5 books, you either buy them or take a little commission from our friends, and you just carry them with you. And whenever you meet a person, you just try it out and you say, Hare Krishna, how are you? Where are you from? What did you eat for lunch? Boom, you give it to God. And that's how it works. Because sometimes to go to Ulagat or to go to Navadvip, I know it's not going to happen. They're all taking courses, you know, writing exams, studying for shlokas.
It's outside the door, it's outside the gate.
Okay, it's permissible. If you want to go, go. You know, it's like it's a free world. I'm just saying there are different options, you know. We're adults here for the most part, so just make your plan. I'm not going to take everybody out there to one spot, you know, and do that thing. It's not going to happen. I want to be frank. I want to be real here. Make a plan. That's what we're doing right now is write down your plan. This chair, if you like, you sit down. So, make a plan. What are the 3 ways? You know, there's many ways that you can distribute books. I have a friend who has 200,000 people who are his friends on Facebook, Michael in Slovakia, and he's preaching to 200,000 people on the internet. You know, somebody else puts tens of thousands of Gitas into the hotels and motels. Somebody else does the libraries. Somebody else sets up book tables in front of stores. Or some just, you know, like your kirtan guys. You do kirtan, right? That's what we do here in this movement. But do we have the books with us, you know? Once we've done the kirtan and the people are like, okay, this is cool. Now what? What's the next level? What? You got to read this, you know? Otherwise, it just goes nowhere, you know? You got to have the books there. Some of you are great cooks. Just do prasadam. It's easy. Prasadam. Combine it with books. But Harinam and books and prasadam together, boom. Magical fusion. Blow them out of the water. So please, make your plan. What are the 3 ways that I want to try out to distribute Prabhupada's books? There's
Harinam,
a lot of...
prasadam.
Book distribution.
Book distribution.
Yeah. Or a combination of these together. There are many resources on the internet. I'm going to show you one slide later on with some contacts. There's websites, there's books, there's so many things, but nothing is as powerful as a life coach, a personal instructor. And they're here, they're available. They're these great souls at the book tables. Watch them, encourage them, smile at them, learn from them. In the beginning, you may not distribute one book, but you're just there and you observe and you learn and you get inspired. You feel, yeah, I want to do this, you know? This is good. Wherever you're at, some of you are already national distributors, so just go on and distribute, you know, that's fine. I don't want to obstruct you. But for those of you who are newcomers, like right now, I know what your mind is telling. Okay, fine, but no.
I don't like it.
You know, right? I can read your mind, you know, it's not too difficult. I have a mind also. You know, I got homework, essays, this, that, you know, see the friend, do the laundry, write the email, blah, 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 call my mom, you know. It's called life. But once, I rearrange myself, because my priority is to please Krishna through pleasing spiritual master. And then, by the pleasure of Guru, as Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Pad says, in the Vyavyasya Atmika Budireka Guru Nandana verse of the Gita, that's the active principle in spiritual life. Yasya prasadam, bhagavat prasadam. If you please Guru, all these secrets will be revealed to you. You all got guru, you all have teachers, you all have your mentors and friends. Try to do something that pleases them. And that means sometimes to get out of comfort zone and to do something that's not, you know, your usual state of affair. Prabhupada did it. He's 7 years old. He went to Delhi in the heat of Delhi, you know, hot summer of Delhi, going to tea stalls, talking to people who were smoking and drinking tea and giving them his magazines and collecting coins. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bill Yoga Pete, going to Kolkata, knocking on people's doors, collecting 1 rupee from every door. The Thakur himself, district magistrate, high court judge, doesn't get any better than that under the British Raj. And here we are thinking, oh no, you know, I'm this, I'm that, you know, I'm cool, I'm beautiful, I'm smart. No, I can't do it, you know. Why not? Because I don't want to. But if you want, you can. It's not that complicated. Prabhupada did it. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did it. All our acharyas did it. Shukadeva Swami, the first book distributor, he sold one full set of Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Pariksit. Maharaj Pariksit was ready to pay his life. Sometimes you have people, they don't have any money, but they say, you know, this is it, you know, I'm in. Tell me more. I want to do this. Give him the time, give him the attention. Before we get into questions, follow up. The farmers around here, they're working hard, but they're not insecure because they have 3 harvests a year. Everybody goes out for planting, everybody goes out for harvesting. It's hard work, but it's satisfying and it's nourishing. So, we're very good at first contact. Be terrible when it comes to follow. Bring in the fruits, bring in the crop, take people's contacts, write down their names, their emails, their phone numbers. Is it difficult? You carry a pen and a paper. You say, hey, you know, if you like, we have this course on this book, you know, every week. Oh, really? Yeah, would you like me to send you an email and invite you? Yeah, sure, here's my number, you know. But because we're too lazy or we're too content, too self-absorbed, we don't do it. We don't give people that chance to interact with us closer. So follow up, absolutely, it's a must. A farmer who doesn't harvest is not only foolish, but he will be very poor. So very often we do all the work and other movements, other groups, they get the benefit. Confirm. Do we have a monopoly on bhakti? No. Do we have a monopoly on the Bhagavad Gita? On yoga? On kirtan? On vegetarian food? We don't. So what is your value-added benefit? Why should I buy from you? You tell me. What is it that's so exceptional that I can only get here and nowhere else?
Happiness.
Good.
It's a rhetorical question. I want you to think about it and write it down. Work on that. Chew on that. That's your homework. What is my contribution individually? And as a society, what's our product? What are we selling here? That's not already being sold from Hulurgat up to, you know, up to the radio. What is that exceptionally attractive thing? I can only tell for me what it is for me. I've met some exceptional people who are really selfless, who give me the time of the day and who told me that my door is always open for you. Even if you come at 1 o'clock in the morning and you say, you know, the house burned down, you know, and the dog's dead and everything's bad and, you know, the government's after me, they will look after you. That's real trust. That's what people are looking for. They're looking for relationships. Real, meaningful relationships. And that gets established when we connect with Krishna, with the spiritual master, through the process of Sankirtan. And then, you know, we'll also connect with each other because we're all part of this together. This is teamwork. There's 7 billion people out there. How are you going to reach those people? If the job is big, you have to get people to help you. Otherwise, it's not possible. It's not humanly possible to reach those people. Krishna has given us graciously another 7 or 10 years till that thing opens to get our act together. Because honestly speaking, right now, I'm not so sure we really got it together yet. But we have a little time to get our act together, individually and collectively. Can you imagine? Now we get about 3 to 4 million a year Once you get 20, 30, 50 million people, have you ever been to Rome? Have you ever been to Mecca? Have you ever been to Vegas? You know what happens to a place where people just keep on coming, 24/7, and it doesn't stop? It's not just Gorpunim and Karti, it's 365 a year. We got to be ready for that. We're not there yet. Right now, we're trying to inspire people to become recipients and instruments of that compassion. We need teachers. We need cooks. We need organizers. We need funny people. We need intelligent people. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. That's something that I learned very fast, because I tried to imitate what other people did. And it just didn't really work that well. I had to kind of own it, internalize it. It had to become me, part of my own personality. Krishna likes us the way we are, and He loves us that way. So just be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. That works. That's authentic. That's Krishna conscious. We have 10 minutes for questions. Yes.
Sometimes you might hear that people say, "Oh, this is like a nature to this. I'm not that nature. I can't do it." So what answer?
How do you know if you never tried?
If you tried.
Huh?
If you did.
How did you try? You know what? You just took a book in your hand and you said, "I don't like it." You know, if you really want something, then you actually go. You actually go and do it. If you know that this is really part of our tradition, and there's so many ways you can do it, you can just stand at a book table and smile. Can you do that? You ask them, you know, put the bar really low. Can you just stand next to these, you know, interesting gentlemen, you know, from Brazil with his family and friends? Just stand next to them and smile. Can you do that? And they will say, "Yeah, sure, I can do that." And you tell them, you're not allowed to sell a book. Okay? This is how it works. Reverse psychology. You're not allowed to sell a book. And they stand there, they see all the interaction. And all of a sudden they say, "No, I want to do this! Okay, take this! Give me the money! It works! First time I went out, I sold 5 books. One lady took 3, and 2 other people took 1. In the evening, Rohini Sudha asked me, "Why didn't you give a set to her?" And I said, "I didn't have a set." She said, "Tomorrow you go back." So next day, I went there, knocked on the door, I said, "Hi, it's me." And she said, "I know you. You know, yeah, I'm the guy from yesterday. You know, I forgot to show you. We have this whole beautiful collection. I just put it on the table." She bought the whole set. I was like, "Wow, it works, you know?" If you believe the words of the devotees, one word spoken without envy can last a person for a lifetime. Did you ever have your moment when you heard that word from your guru and it was like, "Wow," you know? You can have that experience with people on the street. You say something very simple that touches their heart and they just drop it, you know? They just like, "Wow, you know? Is this for real? Okay, where do I sign up, you know? What do I do? Where do I go?" You know, they really, you have to put them back on their feet. After you're done talking to them, you have to again, you know, stabilize upon re-entry. You have to again put them into their track, so to say. Krishna Shakti Dinanahitara Pravartan. This energy is very powerful. It is Krishna's energy. Don't play with it. Don't try to manipulate, to try to extract or get something out of it for your own sake. But if you're respectful, you're in a service mood, then Krishna can manifest Himself and make beautiful things happen. That's the process of sankirtan. When you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, how they were chanting and dancing and everybody just got swept up in that sankirtan. You know, you can really see it happening. We were on Ganga Sagar Mela when we did Bhakti Shastri. And we started about 50 of us. And we moved around in the mela, in the camp. And it, like a snowball, we were just picking up people. Wherever we went, we just swept up the people. In a snowball, when you roll a snowball down the hill, it just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until it becomes an avalanche. And at the end, we were like 500 people, jumping and shouting and dancing and running around like wild and crazy. So you can experience this on sankirtan. We're here to experience this ananda, this bliss, this kevalananda kanda. It's available. Prabhupada has it made accessible to us. He's given us the formula. All it takes is taking down our ego and not your tuya. And just go out, you know? Give out something. Distribute something. And if you can do the books, it will also force you to read the books. Because Prabhupada said, I only have one criticism to my disciples. They don't read enough. The fastest way how to learn something is by teaching it. Have you ever wondered when you're up in front of class and everybody looks at you and you have to make your presentation? And it's kind of like, you know? Because you have to really learn, you have to internalize. Same thing happens on secretary. Other questions?
I have a question for everybody, actually. That you know, everybody's so busy doing things. Many of us have not gone home on Sankirtan before. And to go on your own, you know, it's like a little challenge. And I think we make groups like 3 or 4 people now to commit ourselves to go for 1 hour or 2 hours this weekend. You know, we get some kind of synergy, which has some commitment. And we will do it. You know, it's like sometimes you want to check, get up early in the morning and you get someone else to do it with you. It's easier. So sitting on you for books. I think it's easier if you just say, okay, I'm going to go out on Sunday from, in the best times is from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock. I'm from 4 to 7. And it's only a few spots. So I'm going to go to this spot. You know, Sunday from 8 to 10. Do something. That's how we internalize all this nice presentation. So anyway, I'm excited about saying this. I'm not pushing, it's just like a suggestion. But anybody would like to do it? Anybody would like to commit to go out?
Thank you for your great audience participation. We really love your contributions and your input. You know, we have to take a sense of ownership here. At the end of the day, whose mission is it? You know, who is this guy? What is it? You know, is it an acronym? Is it just a letterhead? Is it, you know, what is it? Is it a zip code? 94? You know, what is it here?
1313?
What is it, you know? Take ownership means, I want to do this. Everybody has to make their own decisions in life, but I tell you, if you actually do it, there is nothing as rewarding, and there is no easier place than life. Honestly speaking. Because once people come here and get an experience of this, they're convinced. You know, they're affected. They're moved. It's massive. You have to be very gentle. You have to be very kind with them. It's not like in the West where you know they are keeping busy. So
someone would like to do it? Anybody would like to come out this weekend?
Anybody like to come out this weekend, one way or the other?
Quickly write their names.
You just got volunteer.
Quickly check down their names so that.
Maybe those who want to go out this weekend can stay after class finishes at 5 o'clock and then we can organize it. Even if it's coming up for half an hour, you know, just get 10 people to say no to you. You know, that's something. I think you're going to distribute any books, but just go out and try and see what he's talking about.
Sometimes we're just too busy doing what we're doing. But here in Mayapur, we have the luxury to sometimes just sit down and think. Usually doesn't happen in life because we're too busy running. But here, take your chances. You can go on a walk or wherever you are. Take a pen and a paper. Sit down and think. Okay, where am I in life? What do I want? Where are my goals? And how am I going to achieve them? I guarantee you, Sankirtan is the key. This is the school of life. This will enable you. If you want to have 5 kids and 3 cars, you know, and 5 castles, this is your chance. If you want to build companies, if you want to become a rock star, you know, if you want to become a humble devotee, if you want to become purified, if you want to please your spiritual master, this is your chance. It really works, believe it or not. You talk to any senior devotee that roams around here, any of the moms and pops, any of the old guys who are there, you know? talk to them, ask them, how was it, you know, when you joined, what did you do, what was your experience, what was it all about, what was the mood, what was the spirit? So sometimes, you know, sit down and think, and then you make your plan, and then you show it to your friends, your mentors, your guides. I'm sure you got all those people in your lives who are helping you, and you get some direction. But there's nothing as powerful as realization. And the Lord in the heart is ready to give us that realization, to give us that taste. And the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. Once you actually know something tastes good, it's for real. So, we would like you to have this experience, and I'm sure you will in one way or the other. How do we put this on?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sure. No, it's because, you know, when you have something very high, if you have a diamond store, how many customers will you get in a day? The guy selling cucumbers down on the roadside, you know, people are lining up. Why? Because, you know, because cucumbers are cheap and everybody likes them. You know, they're fun, you know. But how many customers does he get? Is he insecure because he's only getting two people a day? He's not insecure. He knows, I got the stuff, I got the best goods in town. And even if only three people buy every week, that's okay. I'm doing fine. But if you need to get that little moment of success every step throughout the way, your shop will be probably very small. And you will be dealing in coins. But if you want to do bigger things, then you have to plan, you have to train, you have to invest, you have to build your team. So we're giving people the highest knowledge. And many times people are not ready for it. And in Bhagavad Gita it says that the first step of self-realization is what? Acquiring knowledge, you know? That even if they can't do all the other stuff, all the pious stuff, just knowledge, you know? This is something interesting. This is some information. This is something that, you know, can give you some inspiration. Do you believe in inspiration? Just give people knowledge. Just get them started. Don't worry. They will find their way. Krishna has a plan for every single jiva to come back to him. And that includes us, you know. That's pretty good. Krishna has a plan for each and every one of us. It may take a little while. You know, it's going to be whatever, the scenic route. But Krishna has that plan. And we can assist him in that plan. By planting seeds. We went to Pushkar, this is the last story before we see Prabhupada's final address. Some very nice video. We went to Pushkar about 3 years ago. I took five Ruski Priyadane and three friends, who were eight devotees. And we went to Jaipur first, had darshan of Radha Govinda, and then from Vrindavan. Then we went to Pushkar in Rajasthan, and there was the camel fair. Over 100,000 people everywhere. And we were just doing Harinam Sankirtan every day for 6 to 8 hours, chanting and dancing through the streets while it's wild and crazy with people and distributing books. And it was really blissful and a lot of hard work. This summer actually, I went to the Bhaktivedanta Manor and I met one German bhakta, and I asked him, you know, how he came to Krishna consciousness, and he said, I went to Pushkar a year ago. And there was a hotel manager who gave me that easy journey to other planets. And I said, I know those guys who put those books there, you know? It makes your day, you know? It kind of makes your life, you know? And you may come to the point in life where somebody walks up to you and say, Prabhu, do you remember me? And you say, no. Because sometimes I don't even remember my own name. When I speak the name of other people. And they say, you know, 8 years ago in San Francisco, you know, Hind Ashbury, you gave me that book. And now I'm here, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, that's really nice, you know, thank you. I'm sorry I don't remember you, you know, but I'm really happy for you. You will all have these moments. If you can only change one person's life, is that good enough? That's good enough. Right? If you can save one person, that's pretty good, you know? If you go out and there's a car wreck right in the middle and, you know, the fire is about to strike and you know, the driver is unconscious and there's the wife in the back seat with the baby and you get off your bicycle and you ram your bicycle into the window because the doors are jammed and you drag him out and then the whole car goes up in flames. Sorry for being a little dramatic. And then you're on the news, you're the hero. Why? Because you saved some people. Big deal. If you're giving out books, you're giving people the chance to help themselves and to become agents of change to help other people. That's real empowerment. That's where the rubber meets the road. You help people to make an actual difference in this world. Why? Because Prabhupada cared. Because he stayed up all night to give us these books. And who am I to say, oh, I don't care, you know? I'm doing okay, I don't need this. We should get affected on some level. Intellectual, emotional, spiritual, whatever. When we hear this, this is an open invitation. But of course it's voluntary. Nobody can be forced. People have options. We're just lovingly, humbly hounding you and requesting you. Don't cheat yourself. You're this close. There's real substance. Don't just go through the motions. We've all had the ups and downs. We've made the mistakes. Listen to the old guys. You're still entitled to your own mistakes. Don't worry, you know. But keep a little black book and make marks. And don't make the same mistake more than 10 times, okay? So once you've done 10 times, you cross it out. And you say, okay, burnout, I'm not going to do it anymore. Okay, right? Done. I'm done with that. Having unrealistic expectation towards others or towards myself, I'm done with that. I cross it out. I depend on the Lord. You can all do it. It's not about being a great devotee. Just be a good devotee. Just try to take it up. And every book counts. Every person counts. Because Krishna is a person. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he loves every individual. And when he sees that you're actually exerting a little bit of energy, you're stepping a little bit out of comfort zone, Krishna will reciprocate. You take one step, he takes 10 steps. He makes big steps. He's Guru Prabhu, you know. He can move very fast. And then you'll see, you'll get some traction. Your spiritual life actually starts taking off. It's not just about the externals, but you'll actually get some realization. And that's what we're all here for. So I thank you for your patience with me and for your audience participation. I hope you got something out of it. You'll get much more practical advice if you actually deal with people on the ground here, because I'm still trying to memorize my verses that I have to give to Radhika this weekend and trying to pass the test. So don't miss out. It'd really be, you know, unfortunate. There's a lot of nectar. We'll see one last movie by Prabhupada. There's a lot of websites, distributebooks.com. There is an ISKCON Desire Tree, a whole section of book distribution. There's countless videos on YouTube. The Nectar of Book Distribution is like the Nectar of Devotion. It's a very good book about the art of book distribution. But as I mentioned earlier, find your guy. Stick with that person. Extract as much as you can, okay? They're merciful. They're ready to teach you because they're magnanimous. They're not selfish. And in this way we can increase this experience of Sankirtan. It's already happening. As we're speaking, there's thousands of devotees who are out there. In Canada, it's minus 30 right now. In Siberia, same thing. You don't know what cold means here. So we're living the life of Riley. We're having the good times. But they're out there doing it 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours a day. So what difficulty is it? Can you carry one of Prabhupada's books in your bag? And whenever you meet a nice person, you just talk to them? And then you just hand them the book? Is this possible? Is this an option? I think it is. I think it's an opportunity. Just carry some prasadam. You know, you have a little box of cookies. Whenever you meet a nice person, you give them some cookie. It may be some movie. It may be something very simple. You offer it to the deities. It's Mahaprasadam. You know, you meet these Indian people and they're all like looking sophisticated and all like fancy. And in airports sometimes. And I just say, Giriraj Maharaj Ki! And they all go, Jai Ho! And then they look at each other, you know? Like, oh, we're tough. You know, we're business people. You know?
It's a thin veneer, you know? You just shave it a little bit, and you will see that the emotional adhikara is there. So India is almost too easy to distribute books. If you want to have tough places, you know, go to Hong Kong. Or, you know, go to China. Huh?
Copenhagen.
Roddy can tell me some of his realizations about Copenhagen, you know? It's really easy. It's so easy, it should almost be illegal. They're doing, India's doing two-thirds of the world's books. Right now in Delhi, they're doing millions of books. You know, and we're sitting here thinking, I can't figure it out, you know, is this possible? A friend, a brother of mine, he went to the mines in Siberia. You know, mines where people work on the ground, these heavy people who work shifts. And where they change their clothes and take bath, he put a book table. And he sold 180 sets of 8 books. Anindeshavapu, now his name is Ananta. He did over 1,000 Mahabooks in one day. Yeah, he was down there for 10 hours signing people. And they were paying him the equivalency of 1 or 2 monthly wages for these 8 books. But because they never seen something beautiful like these books. These books are so attractive. Just put them in people's hands. People become attracted. They become attached to it. Just put the book in the person's hands. And then you say a little something. Can you do that? Okay? So, this is where we stop. Hopefully next year we'll have the 5-day course. There's a 3-day course. There's many courses and workshops which are not taking place this year because of logistical congestion. But we're happy that you're happy taking your courses. If you want to digest, as I mentioned in Bhagavatam class, and process and implement your knowledge, take it out onto the streets. Sometimes in the temple you feel like I'm preaching to the converted. You know, I'm bored out of my freaking mind. My face falls asleep. These people already know it all. They already know it. I knew that stuff. You know, I can tell that story much better than you do. I know that melody. You know? Okay, go out on the street. You know, you have your audience. There's 7 billion people. How much more audience do you need? Is that enough? And how much more impact do you need? Make a difference in one person's life. Save one soul at a time, and start with yourself by hearing the holy name, by associating with devotees favorably. Make a contribution. What is my contribution? What is it that I've come here to give? Because by giving, you'll get. So even if you're really selfish and really smart, you have to give. Because that's the process. That's how it works. You ever seen mothers? Did you eat today? Oh, you already ate. Okay, you sit down. You eat now. No, I'm not hungry. You eat now. Why? Because she's happy when she sees you eat. Okay? So you eat now. So, it's the art of giving. It's very attractive. It's very endearing. Thank you very much. We'll have this last video. It's short.
Sarana, 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 Sarana,
Yeah.